This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Bob White for Rocking Out Breast Cancer. Bob, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And we are here to talk about your annual fundraiser, Rocking Out Breast Cancer. And it's hard to believe another year has gone by, and it's right around the corner. Tell us a little bit about this year.
Well, this year it'll be held on August 23rd, which is a couple weeks from now. We've got six bands lined up. It's our third annual Rocking Out Breast Cancer. We got a softball tournament, food, ball drops, some activities through the day. But, you know, the main attraction is the bands and the commitment that they give to come and play for free. So,
absolutely. And tell us a little bit, because I know the proceeds benefit the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group, a great organization. How much money in the 3 years has this raised over the time?
In the last 2 years, we've given away $19,000 back to the Breast Cancer Support Group. It helps fund their gift baskets that they give away, that they give gift certificate or gift cards to Walmart or wherever. It was $300 when we started this. I think they're up to $400 or $500 now from the money that we've helped generate.
And as we were talking before, this year is going to be just a little bit different from previous years. The silent auction and the live auction will not take place this year. It's basically, in my mind, music driven. Correct.
Correct. It's a picnic at the park, music, bands, and stuff. To help get some donations for the cause. The live auctions, it just seems like people want to give, but it just seems like Litchfield is always hit up for this, that, and another thing. And this year, we just wanted to make it about the music, the bands, the food, the camaraderie amongst people that show up and what have you.
Tell us a little bit about the bands. You've got six of them, so who's performing?
We have a band called Uncle Fink that we had just went and seen here a few weeks ago. They're very, very talented, very good band, classic rock. Then we have No Resolution. They performed last year, and Side Effect. They're a little harder rock, but a very, very entertaining group of guys. Retro Rocket, which is local from Litchfield, and then 1055 and Agent 99, who's out of Staunton. Very good bands. Danceable music. It should be a good time.
Now, you mentioned these bands are basically donating their time for this. Was that easy to set something up like this?
In fact, you know, most of them called me and wanted involved in it. It seems like every year it's fairly easy. The bands around here, you know, they do support one another. It was my wife that went through breast cancer that started all this to begin with, so every one of them showed a lot of support and been more than happy to donate their time to do it.
Is it easy, the bands, though, that you select for this? Is that an easy transition? Because you don't want to keep it hard that you keep too hard that some people would be scared away, but you don't want to be, you know, there's got to be a thin line there.
We went with a country act last year just to try to help, you know, to accommodate everybody's taste. They weren't able to do it this year, but no, I think everybody will be satisfied with the music.
And one thing that you can say about this area, there is a lot of good local talent. You mentioned a couple of them. Retro Rocket, I know fairly well. I mean, you've got several good bands locally on this lineup here, and that's got to be outstanding. Say something about the music in this area.
Yeah, it does. And you know, that was kind of one of the things that we wanted to do when we started this, was to, you know, attract people to the area to see some of the local talent.
And of course you look at it this way too. You had the Litchfield Park District, because this will be out at Walton Park. I guess they've helped out to allow you guys to use the park for this. In fact, they're building a stage, and I think you guys are going to be one of the first to use that. The new stage, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, they did. They put up a 30 by 20 stage out there. I know that they intend on doing concerts in the park after this year, but we helped create the opportunity for them to do that, you know, to show that there is a cause to have one at Walton Park. You know, it is a nice venue, a beautiful park to do this in. And so we helped with that a little bit.
And, of course, you also had the Eagles that came out and helped out keeping everyone hydrated. Are they going to be back this year too?
Yes, the Eagles are going to be back. They help, you know, they help set a lot of this stuff up with us. They're on our committee with us. They help fence off the park. They do security for us. And I tell you, this probably wouldn't go off as easily as what it does without them.
Okay, so it's going to take place August 23rd out at Walton Park. The gates open. The first act starts around what? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Yes.
Why don't you run down, because I know certain people like to listen to certain bands. Give us the time frame on what time each band will start, if you have that lined up yet.
Well, I do. Uncle Fink's going to start at 2. They're going to play an hour. No Resolution is going to play, I think, at 3:30 to 4:30. Side Effect will be 5 to 6:15. Retro Rock, it'll be 6:45 to... 7:45.
Right.
Yes. At 8 o'clock, we're going to do the Luminary Memorial Ceremony, which is for people that's passed from any cancer. This isn't just breast cancer anymore. It seems like the more and more we get to doing this, we're finding out that there's all kinds of cancer victims that need help. So this year it's a luminary ceremony for all cancer victims. And then after that, at 8:30, 10:55, we'll take the stage, and then Agent 99 will be the last band, and they'll finish up at 11:30.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned the illumination ceremony. Tell us a little bit about that ceremony, because that's pretty neat ordeal.
We have luminary bags that we light up. We line the lake with them. We sell them for people to put their loved ones' names on it. They're like, I think, $5 a bag. And we just line the lake with them. We have other things. We have a giant ribbon that floats in the lake that's all lit up. We've got other breast cancer ribbons. It's just really nice to see it dark. It's kind of a unique thing. We do have, for every name that's on a bag, there'll be a moment of silence, and our MC will read off every name on it.
Okay. And it just seems like no time this event comes and goes. So, I mean, it's here.
It's here.
One thing, and I don't know if we want to touch base on this, this will be the last time this will be held on August, on this weekend in August, because next year it's going to be moved to September. Do you want to touch base on that, or do you want to hold off?
We've been working on it. We wanted to move it this year. We weren't able to do it. Wasn't able to get the park for it. Next year we're going to try to do, and from this point on, do it the weekend after Labor Day in September. It'll, you know, help maybe be a little bit cooler. It gets to be a hot day for all the bands out in the sun and the softball players and what have you. So, we're wanting to move it back a couple weeks, and I think it will be the first weekend after Labor Day, which I think is the 12th or something like that. So,
and you mentioned the softball tournament. Are you still looking for teams to participate?
We are, and if anybody's interested, they need to contact Carrie Jacobs at 217-246-5905, and it is a co-ed tournament. She has all the details. I couldn't even tell you what the entry fee is right at the moment. So just give her a call or contact us through our Facebook page, and we will give you all the information.
And, of course, it's hard to believe, third year, $19,000. You guys must be doing something right. I mean, this is a pretty big ordeal, and I congratulate you on all the hard work, and best of luck on this year's endeavor.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Bob White for Rockin' Out Breast Cancer. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.